We unlock and enter the Vault of Silliness today with a show from Thanksgiving week of 1993, November 21st to be exact, my grandfather's birthday. Sid Whitaker is producing. This will be a two-part cast. Part one features one of our game guests, where, if you were lucky enough to get through, had a chance to win the featured game. Part two will be a dumb birthday game. A majority of the game inventors were on Sunday nights when Norm was on for only 2 hours. Unless he was on vacation duty, such as Thanksgiving week, then we would fill some of those nights with those people. We would have them on about 2 to 3 times a year. I tried to do a late spring version so people could have games for summer vacation, and then again before Christmas for gift giving. What started out as a 1 hour visit many times turned into two. And there was a point when we had so many of these inventors on that when the cycle would end, it was nearly time to start it over again. If I recall, we brought it back down to 1 hour each, but would then feature two different guests to fill those Sunday hours. I would be remiss if I didn't give big props to Bill Gibbs and all the interns and assistants that worked in the WBZ mailroom. For when it was game season, they had quite the job to do. Not only did they receive the boxes of games from UPS, and shout out to those guys too, but then would wrap, weigh, and send out all the individual games. We had quite the high-tech system in place, as I wrote addresses on post-it notes and attached them to each box before filling the mailroom with all the prizes. One of these days, I will have to try to list all of the game guests we had. Hey, if you remember any, please let me know in the comment section. Our game guest this time is Tim Walsh, creator of Tribond. I still have my versions of this one. Please feel free to play along at home, and then don't forget to stick around for the dumb birthday game.
Okay.
I gotta speak of tough ones now, though.
Tough ones? Well, okay.
I'm just kidding. Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Continental Airlines.
Continental Airlines.
And geometry.
And geometry. Planes.
Planes. You didn't need any help with that.
I didn't.
Excellent. Excellent. That's good. These are really tough, you know. People are just coming through with answers just so nice.
I'm impressed.
I am too, yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Kings.
Kings.
Judges.
Judges.
And numbers.
Numbers.
Kings, judges, and numbers.
Rulers? No, I guess not.
I have thrown you a heartbreaking curve. This is tough. Yeah. Numbers, kings, judges.
Just about 5 more seconds, Steve.
Okay. System.
No, this one's tough.
Okay.
They're all books of the Bible.
Books of the Bible.
That is tough, yeah.
Oh,
I had you thinking the wrong way.
All right.
Okay, you can still win a game here.
Okay.
A microscope.
A microscope.
A trombone.
A trombone.
And a playground.
And a playground. Slides.
Slides.
Excellent.
All right.
Very good. Your helper got that one.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Okay, here's, we'll take your name and address. Thanks a lot, Steve. Congratulations.
Okay. Thanks.
Good. Peg in Arlington. Hi, Peg.
Hi.
Hi.
You ready, Peg?
Yep.
Okay. A Christmas tree, a war hero, and a new home. What's their tribond? A Christmas tree, a war hero, and a new home. You want a hint, Peg?
Yeah.
What do you do to all those things?
Decorate. What?
They're all decorated. Very good.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent, Peg.
Man, that's good. Okay.
How old are you, Peg?
12.
12?
12. Wow. Are you getting some help at home?
Nope.
You're all doing you.
Good.
All right. Okay, how about a hospital, a pickup truck, and a river? A hospital, a pickup truck, and a river. The river's a tough clue, so maybe you want to just concentrate on a pickup truck and a hospital. What do they both have in common? Do you know what the back of a pickup truck's called?
No.
No.
Okay, I think time is just about running out, Peg. I'm sorry on this one.
They all have beds. Beds. Yeah. Okay, this one's still for a game, though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about Florida, a locksmith, and a piano?
Keys.
Excellent.
All right, Peg.
Excellent. Very, very good, Peg. Thank you. Good. We'll go to, and she has won a game as we go to Carol in Dorchester. Hi, Carol. You're on WBZ.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, Carol?
Okay. I'd like to try the game.
Okay. How about a frying pan, a coffee mug, and a truck driver?
A handle.
Handles. Right.
Good. Very, very good.
I thought that would be tougher.
I thought it would be, too. In fact, I would think all of these things would be tough. But they're breaking the code.
They're breaking the code. How about a baseball game, a trash dump, and a pair of blue jeans? Baseball game, a trash dump, and a pair of blue jeans. What is their tribe on?
I don't know that one.
No? They all have flies.
Oh.
Right?
Okay, I didn't get that one.
All right, well, you're one out of two, so this one's for the game. A duck, Congress, and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my.
This is a nice, friendly, bipartisan answer. A duck, Congress, and Hillary Clinton. What's their tribe on? Don't think too hard, because it's easier than it sounds.
It's easy when you're not on the phone trying to answer.
I guess so. It's easy for me, because I'm sitting here looking at the answers, right?
I mean, I was doing so well before.
Well, I'll give you a hint. What's a duck have that they all have?
I'll give you about 5 seconds, Carol, to come up with something. What do you think?
Neck?
No. A duck, Congress, and Hillary Clinton all have bills.
Oh, Bill. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, Carol, bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Let's take a break for a couple of minutes, then we'll be back with Tim Walsh and the Tri-Bond game. Good, thank you.
Okay, Harry, ready?
Ready.
A rooster, a beehive, and a barbershop. What's their Tri-Bond? A beehive, a rooster, and a barbershop. I can hear your wheels turning. A beehive, a rooster, and a barbershop.
I'll give you about just 5 more seconds.
Picture a rooster in your head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
They all have combs.
Oh.
Honeycomb. Of course, a barbershop has combs and a rooster. Okay, now you're loose, right?
Right.
The President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and a kitchen. What do they all have in common? The President of the U.S., the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and a kitchen.
Mm.
Are you in your kitchen?
I'm looking at it.
Look around. What do you see?
Table?
No.
Refrigerator?
Microwave? No.
Cabinet.
I knew you would get it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just came up with that. That's great.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay, this one's for the game.
Okay.
How about a drill, a bridle for a horse, and a vaudevillian?
A bit?
Bits. They all have bits.
They all have bits. Great. That's great.
Very good. See, you loosened yourself up with that first one.
Yeah, excellent, Harry. You have won a game, and hang in there.
Okay.
So we'll get the information out about who to send it to and stuff.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for
calling.
Let's see. We got news in a couple of minutes. Let's call on Marty first before we do the news. Marty's in Boston. Hi Marty.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Marty.
I'm going to have to do better. I've only been getting about 50% of these.
Okay.
50%.
Yeah, 50% is excellent, though.
But it's not enough to win.
Okay.
How about Heaven, Graceland, and Airports?
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
Heaven?
No. Heaven, Graceland,
and Airports.
Heaven, Graceland, and Airports,
no, right?
Too tough for me. I need a hint. Well, you don't have to give me a hint. It's just too tough.
Just too darn tough, huh? Well, now you lose. They all have gates.
Gates.
Okay, now you get these two. No sweat. A German bank, a report card.
Marx.
See? You played by Boston. I didn't even get the third
clue. I lived in Germany when I was a kid.
A German bank, a report card, and the Bible. I'll have Marx. Very quick. Okay, a football field.
Uh-oh.
A fence. And a canopy bed. A football field, a fence.
Posts.
Very good, Marty. Hey, you're okay.
I was worried, Dad, Norm.
No, but you came through like a champion. You're a champion, Marty. And don't you let anybody tell you you're not.
You're a madman.
That's right. They'll have to answer to Tim and me if they don't believe you. Okay, we have news coming up. We'll take a break for that, okay, Tim? And then we'll continue the last half hour of the Tribod game, which is a great deal of fun. All coming up here at WBZ.
Okay, Wally, you ready?
I hope so.
Okay. A church, a human being, and a piano store. A church, a human being, and a piano store. What do they have in common? Think of the inside of a church and the inside of a human being.
Pews.
The inside of a piano store, for that matter.
Aisles.
I'll give you about 5 more seconds. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Now you're loose, though. They all have organs.
Organs, yeah.
Right. Okay, now you're ready.
I hope so.
Computers, charities, and golfers.
Handicaps.
No?
No.
No, computer wouldn't have that. Computers, charities, and golfers.
Clubs.
No.
Screens, keys.
So tough.
No.
A computer, a charity, and a golfer.
Fun.
No. I'm sorry. Time is pretty much
balls.
Out.
They have, pardon?
Balls.
No, they all have drives. Hard drives, fun drives, and a golfer has drives.
I'm sorry, Wally. Nice, that was a nice try, and I appreciate you calling. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we'll go to Megan in Braintree. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Norm.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
I can tell you're ready.
Nope.
Okay, an onion, a tulip, and a lamp. Onion, a tulip, and a lamp.
They all have seeds.
They all have, pardon?
Seeds.
No.
So they all have bulbs. See, I got that. I feel just so darn smart. I have to brag about it. That's pitiful. Anyway, you still have 2 shots at it, Megan. 2 more tries.
2 more. Okay. A VCR, a tennis racket, and a pin. A VCR, a tennis racket, and a pin. What do they have in common?
I have no idea.
No?
No.
Parts of a tennis racket.
String, tip, point. I don't know.
No?
Nope.
They all have heads.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much.
Good try.
Megan, thank you very much. Okay, here's Barbara in the town of Acton. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I am good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks.
Okay, Barbara, you ready to try Tribond?
Sure am.
Okay, Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, boy.
Stephen King.
Yeah?
And a skyscraper.
Ernest Hemingway, Stephen King, and a skyscraper. Thrillers.
It's easier than it sounds.
Ooh, I think I know.
Oh, Norm. Tell us, Norm.
I'm sorry. No, I can't tell you, but, and I'm not sure the answer I have is correct, but
on,
I think
Ernest
I do
Hemingway.
Know.
Ernest Hemingway, Stephen
What's
King,
that?
And a skyscraper. Any idea?
Come on, you're giving everybody
There's
else.
Three of us,
yeah. Well, it has nothing to do with any kind of books that they wrote. It's not that specific. It's real.
Yeah, I'll give you just
story.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Out of nowhere.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay. The UK, the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
The story of Pinocchio. And SeaWorld.
Oh. Dolphins.
Whales. That's
yes.
It. They all have whales.
All right. Yay! Do we get applause, Norm?
Yes, you do. No, yes, you do. Yes, you got two in a row. That's right, you do.
Yes, thank
you. Yeah. Hey, thank you very much, Barbara. I'm going to let you talk to Sid, which is a prize in itself.
Indeed it is. Thank you, Norm.
Okay, how you doing? Good to talk to you guys.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
You kind of get the idea that I know these people.
Wow.
But I did give many hints. Now, I was
multi-phone household.
Okay. This is Sonny, who is in his car. Where are you, Sonny?
I'm in Framingham. I'm working on an ambulance right now.
Oh, you're working in an ambulance. You're not on any job right this minute, then?
No.
Okay. Oh, well, I hope you win. You certainly are deserving of that. Anybody who works, rides around in an ambulance, helps people, ought to be helped himself, I say.
Thank you.
Okay, how about a computer company?
Yeah.
A car company?
Yeah.
And a casino? Computer companies, car companies, and casinos.
What?
No.
No.
Give you about 5 more seconds if you want to come up with one quick answer.
Dealers,
right.
Oh, good. Hey, you did come up with one. Son of a gun.
One more and you got a game.
All right.
California.
Yeah.
Heaven. And Charlie.
California, Heaven, and Charlie. Wow.
California, Heaven, and Charlie.
I have no idea.
No idea?
Oh, I know. They all have angels.
Right, Norm.
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't tell you earlier, Sonny, but then again, I can't tip you off. Anyway, that was the first one, was it, or the second
one?
He
got one, so he can win on here.
Okay.
Win on this question.
Okay.
How about an envelope,
yep,
a zoo, and a Ziploc bag?
Seals.
Seals is it. Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good
excellent,
job.
Excellent, Sonny. You have won a game, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, wow.
These guys are tough.
Yeah, they really are, because a lot of these really are not that easy.
I don't think they are.
No, I don't think they are either. Okay, we'll go to Lowell. And Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
We're doing just fine, thanks.
Okay, Keith. A prison, a basketball team, and Buckingham Palace.
Guard.
Wow.
Wow, quick.
Really quick.
I wish you could have made it seem a little tougher than that, Keith. You could have said, oh, gee, I don't know. Then blurted out the answer.
Yeah, kind of fake. Fake,
yeah,
like you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Don't make them look so easy.
Okay.
Pete Rose, a tennis tournament, and a dating service.
Wow.
Pete Rose, a tennis tournament, and a dating service. What's their tribe on?
I don't know that one.
This one's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't really know how to give a hint.
We got about just a couple of seconds.
No.
Okay, I guess time is...
Pete Rose, a tennis tournament, and a dating service all have singles.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. This is for a game now.
All right.
A millionaire. A double chocolate cheesecake. And fertile soil.
Layers?
No. That's a good guess, though. Fertile soil, yeah. A millionaire really doesn't have layers, though. A millionaire, a double chocolate cheesecake, and fertile soil.
Oh, I think I know, but...
No.
Time is running out. I'll give you 5 more seconds, Keith, if you want to blurt out an impulsive answer. Would that be rich?
They're all rich,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, rich soil and rich millionaire, and certainly that cake sounds rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Keith, but I appreciate you trying.
Okay, thank you.
You're okay.
Norm, you're listening to rubbing off on you.
No, I've not known hardly any of these.
You got like 3 in a row, though.
I'm just getting hot now. Well, let's go to Tom, who's in the town of Hanson, Massachusetts. Hi, Tom, you're on WBZ. Hello, Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Tom. A watch, a parade, and newlyweds. A watch, a parade, and newlyweds. What's their tribe on?
A band.
Bands.
Yeah.
Hey, very good.
Very good. I thought I had you.
Yeah.
A house painter. A swimming pool, and a fire engine. A house painter, a swimming pool, and a fire engine. What's their tribe on? Any idea?
Well, that's kind of tough, yeah.
Water?
Water, no.
No,
I'm sorry, Tom. What is the answer to that?
They have ladders.
Ooh.
Oh, ladders, yes.
Ladders. Okay, you can still win a game here, though.
Thank you.
Massachusetts, Africa, and Batman.
A cape.
Pardon?
A cape.
Capes is it?
That's right, they all have capes. That's very good. Very good. That's excellent. It's a good question.
Thank you.
Okay, we have one final one, and if Tom gets this one, then he gets a game too.
I thought I already won a game.
Yeah, he got two off.
I'm sorry, you already got the game.
Yeah, he did.
I'm sorry, my mind drifts, it seems. Okay, Tom, here's Sid to take your name and address, and we'll get the game out to you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
He was sweating. He thought he had to do another one.
I know it. Rich in Avon.
How you doing?
Okay, this is the answer to the question we had. Rich.
Right, exactly. Okay, Rich, you ready?
Yep.
Rich is ready. All right.
Hey, my brother Mike is.
Okay, tag team here. Appliance stores, vocalists, and golf courses. Appliance stores, vocalists, and golf courses. Any idea what they have in common or what their tribe bond is?
Mm-hmm. 5 more seconds, Rich.
No idea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They all have ranges.
Oh, I was guessing plugs.
Plugs, yeah?
Yeah, what did you say the three were again?
Appliance stores, vocalists, and golf courses.
Yeah, well, plugs for the earth and, for the grass.
Uh-huh.
And vocalists plug songs. And appliances have plugs to plug at the wall.
I think that works, too.
Okay. Anyway, you still have a couple of shots at winning this. Rich?
Yeah.
Okay, Rich. Tom Cruise, Madonna, and Alpha Centauri.
No. Sorry. Stars?
Stars.
Wow.
They're all stars.
Excellent.
I thought I'd trick you, but I didn't.
Yeah. Maybe you'll trick Rich with his last one, huh?
Okay, yeah, this is it. You can win a game on this here.
Okay.
How about a coffee shop, a golf course again, and a court? A coffee shop, golf course, and a court. The golf course is a tough clue. So what does a court and a coffee shop have in common?
Tea.
Any idea?
Tea?
Pardon?
Like tea?
Tea, no.
Not tea in a coffee shop.
Tea in a coffee shop.
Yeah. Give you about 5 more seconds, Rich.
What's inside a coffee shop and what's in a court?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Time is up.
They all have cups.
Cups.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Okay, Rich. Thanks for taking part. Let's just take a break. We'll be right back, okay, with Tim Walsh and Tribon.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritated...
Worcester, hey. Okay, here's Tim.
Okay, Sean, how about an iceberg, a tongue, and a waitress? An iceberg... A tongue and a waitress. What's their tribon? Any idea?
Tips.
Pardon?
Tips.
Tips is it. One for one. Okay.
Man, good.
This one's for a game. You got the first one. Good. A person, a shoe, and South Korea.
Gold.
So excellent, excellent, very
right.
Good.
Hey, right.
Very good, Sean.
It's taken me to drive from Taunton to Worcester to get through as I pulled in my driveway.
You've been pushing the buttons since then.
All the way.
I know the lines have been pretty well jammed up all the way through. I'm glad you got through and you won a game, so it made it worthwhile.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Good timing too, right in the driveway.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is how do you pronounce your name? Prakash?
Prakash.
Pardon me?
Prakash. Yes, close, yeah.
Okay, you're here in Boston, Prakash. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Boston.
No, but I mean, where are you from originally?
I'm from India.
Okay, here's Tim.
All right.
Okay, Prakash, what do these three have in common? Kentucky Fried Chicken, corn, and the U.S. Army. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Corn and the U.S. Army. Any idea?
No.
Can I answer? May I answer, Tim? May I?
Sure.
Tim, may I? Colonels, they all have colonels.
Colonels.
I'm one of those smart finks, you know. Has to stick his correct answer in like he really knows something. But I just get so proud of myself when I do. Anyway, you still have a crack at it because Tim's going to give you a couple of more shots.
Okay.
How about Princeton University, Exxon, and Frosted Flakes? Frosted Flakes. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, Exxon, gas company, oil company, and Princeton University. Princeton's probably tough, but you might be able to get it by thinking of Exxon and Frosted Flakes.
Tigers.
Very
good. Okay.
They all have tigers as mascots.
Okay.
Wow.
Very
Hold
good.
It out.
Very good, Prakash.
Okay,
this one's for a game, though. What do these three have in common? How about... Oh, that one's pretty tough. How about this one?
Okay.
Jupiter, Alaska, and a blue whale. Jupiter, the planet, of course, Alaska, the state, and blue whale.
The largest?
That's it. The largest of their kind.
Oh.
Oh, wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that really was tough. Prakash, you're okay.
Thanks, Norm.
Hey, no, very, very good.
Thanks, Norman.
Okay, you won a game. Thank you. Stay tuned now.
Wow.
So we can get your the information about you. That really was tough.
Yeah, largest planet, largest state, and largest organism.
Son of a gun, that's great. It's about 5 minutes before 1 o'clock, so we can still take a couple of more people trying for the prize. And Joe in Dorchester's on WBZ with us right now. Joe, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Joe, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, how about a candidate, a pair of pantyhose, and a track star?
Run.
Yeah, run. Wow, that was quick. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. Cities, songs, and noses. Cities, songs, and noses. What's their tribe on?
Block.
What? No. No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Time's just about run out.
They all have bridges. Bridges, yeah. Okay, this one's still for a game, though. You can get it. A tree, a bank, and the military.
Branches.
Excellent, Joe.
Very good.
Very good, very, very good, yeah. We probably time for just about one more person, and this would be Jeff in Watertown. Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Okay, Jeff, you ready?
Yeah.
A squid, a jellyfish, and a coward. A squid, a jellyfish, and a coward. What's their tribe on? Any idea?
That's a tough one. They all have a streak?
No, they're all spineless.
Spineless.
I was going to say they were all yellow, but I was not sure about some of them. Okay.
How about Sesame Street, The Odd Couple, and Katharine Hepburn?
They all have Oscars.
Right. Boy, that was. I thought that was harder than the first one. You got it.
Great.
Okay, for a game here, a dishwasher, a camera, and a gun. A dishwasher, a camera, and a gun. Do you know what they have in common?
Dishwasher, a camera, and a gun.
What do you do to all of them?
Clean.
I guess. Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's a good answer, but there's something else.
You shoot them?
Pardon?
You shoot them, camera, a gun.
Well, not a dishwasher.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at 2 out of 3, yeah.
Yeah, a camera, a gun, and a dishwasher.
Yeah, I give you about 5 more seconds, Jeff.
Dishwasher, camera, and a gun. Yeah, got me on that one.
That's tough. They're all loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all loaded. Oh, my. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for trying. I appreciate hearing from you.
Okay.
Yeah. And I appreciate hearing from you. Tim, that was lovely. That was great, Norm.
I always have a blast playing with listeners.
Oh, that's great. And I hope we'll do that again real soon, because everybody has a blast playing along with you, too, on the Tri-Bond game, which is fun. And again, an awfully good Christmas gift for anybody who wants to buy one who didn't get a chance to win.
Did you have fun? How did you do playing Tri-Bond? We begin part two with a call in progress from John, who's involved in TV and radio. And Norm talks about the guests and fun coming up during the week. Then it's the dumb birthday game. Players include Joseph and Brockton. I'm on the phone with an additional birthday wish. Jerry and Maryland, whom Norm informs how much they have in common. The lovely and exciting Rod Fritz. Sid Whitaker and Paul Brennan in traffic, who reveals a little-known fact. We interrupt the game to flip the tape while guessing Marlo Thomas's birthday. We continue with more celebs and close with a date in history, which Norm has difficulty tabulating the results. And then I close it all out with just a cricket-inducing response.
In the sense you do one part, and then, you know, just talking into space, really sort of looking where the image is will appear. I wonder if this is maybe too complicated or too boring to people. And then you impose your own image the second time in So when you're watching it on screen, it looks like the same that the two people are talking to each other, and both happen to be the same person. That's the chroma key thing also.
Yeah, it's very difficult because some people can get mistaken and all that there, but it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah, well, we did that up where first I was dressed as a kind of slick host, and then we put over that image me dressed as a kind of a schlong coming down the halls and saying to the slick dressed guy, "Hey boy, I want to be just like you. You're a good looking guy, you know that." And but both characters are me. But anyway, there are all kinds of things you can do. They don't do that much in television anymore, except for the weather stuff.
Oh yeah, it's getting really enhanced these days.
Yeah, because they're fun things you could do on television. They don't do that much. But anyway, I wish you well. You're still in high school, so you got a few years to go.
Oh yeah, and I'm also volunteering for our local community TV station, and I've been declared suggestions consultant. And in our school, we have various clubs, and I'm part of a radio club. And I've been working so hard that they've upgraded me to program director.
Very good. Very good.
So I'm doing pretty good, and it's really good speaking to you. I've been trying to call for about half hour, and while I was busy, but I kept my self-confidence, and I actually got to spoke to you.
Well, I'm glad to speak to you, and I wish you good luck, and keep us in touch with how your career is going.
Okay, no problem there.
Okay, John.
Good night.
Bye-bye now. There's a man who's on his way up. He'll probably end up being our boss. You kind of have that feeling he knows where he's going. Midnight. Steve Allen will be our guest. I'm looking forward to that. He was with us once before. Oh, he's one of my great heroes. I think he was one of the funniest guys on television, still is. He's written a ton of books, and we'll be talking about some of them and about other things in general Tuesday night. Steve Allen here on WBZ. And during the week, right through, as a matter of fact, a whole lot of fascinating people. Thursday night, Thanksgiving night at midnight, we'll be doing the Swell Music Quiz. And a couple of surprises in that, too. You know the quiz we do with it? We talk about, we have different categories. Rock is one of the categories. Big band and jazz and musical comedy, all that kind of stuff. And there we give away really flunky nothing prizes, copies of a certificate that indicates how intelligent you are having beaten us. But it's kind of fun to take part, and I hope you'll have a chance to tune in. A lot of fascinating people throughout the rest of the week as well. Those are just some of the highlights. But it should be a nice week, and I hope very much that you'll have a chance to join us.
Come, Norm, to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
Okay, we will play the dumb birthday game right this very moment, and thank you for hanging in there. Let's see. On the panel with us, Joseph in Brockton. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Is this your first crack at this?
No, I called in August.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're an old pro then.
Yeah, I don't know about that at all.
Okay. We have Tony. Hey, we have my friend Tony Nesbitt.
Hello, Norm.
Hey, well, it's so nice to have you with us, Tony.
Well, nice to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you.
We have a rather distinguished panel.
We have a very distinguished panel. I'm going to introduce some other members of the panel soon, and you will see how distinguished they are.
Before you do that, may I wish a happy birthday to someone?
By all means.
Thank you. Happy birthday to my grandfather.
Oh.
He's 80 years old today.
You're Zadie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what Zadie means?
I said he's 80.
No, I know that.
And you said?
I said Zadie. Zadie is a Yiddish word for grandfather. Is there another word for grandfather in some other language? I don't know.
Papa. I don't know.
Papa, I guess, yeah. Anyway. Well,
and what's the one for grandmother? It's
Bubby.
Bubby. Yeah.
Bubby and Zadie. Yeah, that's right. That's grandmother and grandfather. Isn't that nice?
So my Zadie is 80.
Your Zadie is 80. Well, congratulations to him. Is he in good health?
He's in excellent health.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, he is.
I'm glad to hear that. That's nice. What is his first name?
I was waiting for you to ask me that. Clement.
Clement?
Yes.
Nobody's grandfather's named Clement. Grandfathers are named...
Do you want to hear it?
Max. They're named Max. They're named...
Clem. How about that?
Clem might be... Yeah, that may be right, yeah.
Clement Bertrand Aloysius Nesbitt. Now, is that an 80-year-old name?
Clement Nesbitt.
Yes.
Now, that is a great name, yeah. My grandfather was named Isaac Nathan.
Yeah.
He really was. No, that's nothing wrong with that, though. Isaac is a nice, substantial name.
Isaac Nathan?
Isaac Nathan.
Sure. Isn't he the guy who discovered gravity?
That's right, he did. He discovered gravity, he discovered rocks, he discovered loam, and he discovered oak wood. It was incredible. If he had lived just a little bit longer, who knew what he would have discovered?
I can't top that. I can't.
I don't even know what I'm saying. Hey, Jerry is with us too. Jerry's all the way down in Maryland.
Yeah.
Hey, that's really nice to have you.
Speaking of birthdays, my birthday is next Sunday.
Next Sunday would be the 28th.
Yeah, I was born in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Were you?
Yeah.
And where do you live now?
In Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you with us. You're a Sagittarian, then.
Yeah.
Same as me.
Oh, really?
Does that thrill you to know that we're both the same sign?
That's terrific. That's something interesting.
Yeah, you know about Sagittarians? I don't know. A lot of people are not sure about this. But Sagittarians are noted for their quick wit, their intelligent minds, their high moral character, and their good looks.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just made it up.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why maybe you hadn't found out. You know who else is on the... This is really kind of fun. Honest is a guy who's in broadcasting himself and who was with here at WBZ, broadcasting the news in a very professional and a lovely manner. Rod Fritz, son of a gun, who's on his way back from his... another job you have in Connecticut.
That's right.
That's right. And that's why you're up at this time of the night.
But I would be up with you anyway, Norm.
I'm just so glad. You don't know how flattered I am. They have you, and they have Tony, and they have Jerry, and Joseph, and a couple other people I'm going to introduce in a minute, too, on the panel. It's exciting to me.
I heard these calls tonight in my ride back from Connecticut, and I said, well, this is obviously my night to call in, too.
Yeah, because you're a legitimate... interesting, intelligent call. The others were, we had some cuckoo birds. I tell you, we have, of course, Sid Whitaker, big-time producer. What, did you ever work with Sid, Rod?
Oh, yeah. I think a day.
Okay, because Sid is new here. And we're very pleased because he's only 11 years old. And because we try to get them a little bit younger because they work cheaper that way.
I try hard to disguise this fact, but...
You just spoke like an adult. That was very nice. That was Sid. No, nice to have you playing the game with us. And, of course, the game means I tell you who's born on this date, which is November 21st, and you tell me how old you think they are. And I know, again, the...
Do we have a traffic guy?
We certainly do. I'm just about to introduce him too to you.
I haven't talked with Paul in a long time.
Oh, no. Well, okay. You can talk to him right this morning.
I haven't talked with Rod in a long time either. Hello, Rod.
Hello, Tony. Nice to... happy birthday to your grandfather.
Thank you.
Your papap.
Yeah. Have you heard that the Zadie's 80?
I heard that, yeah.
Okay.
And we have Paul Brennan also, but speaking of a traffic guy. He's on the panel with us also. Paul Brennan, hi.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. It's quite a coincidence, Norm. Clem Nesbitt was my original radio name, so it's works out funny that way.
Yeah, you wrote the night before Christmas. Was it the night before Hanukkah, I think.
That's
and
what
somehow
it was.
That never really made it.
No, it didn't work out.
And there was another Clement came along and changed it to Christmas instead, and they hit the jackpot.
There you go.
Okay. We have, a number of interesting people born on this date, and a number of interesting things happening on this date. However, I don't have any of them, and so we'll have to skip it. Now, we'll start with Stan Musial, who is a all-star baseball player. Let's see what I can tell you
about
him.
Right up your alley.
Right up my alley. In fact, he was very big when I was a kid. He's in the Hall of Fame. Stan Musial, one of those big guys who was around with you're Joe DiMaggio and Bob Feller, all Lefty Grove, all my heroes.
Now, the last time you said a player was big when you were a kid, you threw me off by about 20 years.
I don't recall that particularly.
Yeah, the last time he said, "Oh, I admired him when I was younger, when I was a kid." I'm thinking, "Wow, Jesus, Norm with the kids, and this guy's got to be, 80." And so the guy was 72. So,
well, saying, I mean, when do you
don't
think,
fall for, don't fall for those tricks.
Well, when do you think I was a kid?
Well, no, I'm thinking you got to be 14, and the player you're admiring is probably in his 20s. It's got to be 10-year difference.
Well, 10 years different. That's right.
Sure. Well, it wasn't. It was only about 4 years.
Tiny Manouche.
That's, you know, you have a point there. A lot of these heroes of mine actually were not a whole lot older than I was.
Yeah. So I'm on to you, Norm. I'm on to you. You're not going to get me with this one.
Okay. Okay. Hall of Fame great Stan Musial from Donora, Pennsylvania, won 3 MVP trophies, 2 home run titles, 2 batting crowns, and a partridge in a bear tree, or pear tree, I think is what they used to call it then, and had a lifetime batting, lifetime average of .331. You can hardly find anybody in the Red Sox can do that even during that first half of the season. And he, this is a whole lifetime thing. One of his 6 all-star home runs, all-star game home runs ended, and here's the clue now. The 1955 Classic in the 12th inning in Milwaukee hit the home run that won it for his team. What was his team? He was with the Browns.
No, the Cardinals.
Oh, the Cardinals. I'm sorry. I got the right city. But
wrong team. And wrong you really team. Dated yourself with that one, Norm.
Yeah, that's right. There was the St. Louis Browns. Did he go to the Philadelphia Athletics after that? And then the Brooklyn Dodgers. I'm making all those things up just to show that I remember. Okay, Stan Musial. How old do you think he is? Let's start with you, Joseph.
69.
69. What do you think, Tony?
What was the year he hit that home run? 55, you said?
1955, yes.
Okay. 73.
Okay, Jerry, way down there in Maryland, who celebrates his birthday next week, how old do you think he is?
I'd say 65.
65. And the very lovely and exciting Rod Fritz.
I'd say he's 67.
You hear the resonance of that voice. Is that the, can you tell he's a broadcaster?
That is.
Oh, that is resonant. I mean, if you're looking for resonance, just look under R in the yellow pages, and the name Rod Fritz will jump right out at
I'm
you.
I'm going to give up speaking for a few days.
No, wait a minute. Isn't that the stuff that they put on bows for violins?
That's right, resonance. That's right. Yeah. That's... He not only has a great voice, but a sense of humor that is enough to shame most stand-up comics. So just knock it off, Roger. Would you do me a favor?
All right. Sorry I blew up.
Sid Whitaker, what do you think? How old is Stan Musial?
I'll have to say 74, Norm.
You have to say 74. You always say that. You always say, I'll have to say. You know, like somebody's got a broken bottle aimed at your throat.
No, it's if you could see through the glass here, this is indeed true. So it's...
Oh, son of a gun.
Yeah. But, I won't give the name over the air.
It's why it's Peter Casey doing that to you. Paul Brennan.
Yes, sir.
Ace traffic reporter. What do you think? How old do you think Stan Musial is today?
I'm going to use Tony's formula and say he's 72.
72. Okay. Too bad you didn't use Tony's
answer.
number, yeah, because he said 73, and that's exactly how old Stan Musial is today.
Really? Yeah, you didn't get me this time.
Yeah, no, right on the button. 73 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Paul came close, and so did Sid. Both right around that. But you hit it right on the button. Which we go to Marlo Thomas. Marlo Thomas. Yeah, married to Phil Donahue, of course. They've been married since 1980. If that helps you, their 13th wedding anniversary this year. She won an Emmy in 1974. For her children's special called Marlo Thomas and Friends, Free to Be You and Me. She was on, what was on the name of that show? My Girl, Our Girl?
That girl.
It was some kind of girl. That girl.
Yeah, that girl.
That girl. Okay.
What girl?
That girl.
Oh. What girl?
That girl.
Which girl are you pointing to? That one or that one?
No, that one.
That one. That girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one on the left, it looks like she's in the middle, but she's actually on the right.
Another optical illusion.
Yeah, that girl.
Oh, that girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought that was Patty Andrews of the Andrews Sisters.
No, that's the other girl.
Oh, that's the other girl.
Exactly.
Okay, and not, oh, because at first she looked like one of the Mills brothers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we've milked that one for all it's worth. Marlo Thomas, let's start with you, Paul. How old do you think she is?
57.
Is she the one who has the white hair and runs up and down in the audience?
No, that's that girl's husband.
Oh, that's that girl's husband. Oh, that's that guy.
Okay.
Sid, what do you think?
53, Norm.
53. Okay, and the lovely Rod, what do you think?
Well, let's see. She looks like she's 73. But I think she's actually 56.
Okay, we'll put 56, and I'll put actually in parentheses in front of that.
Very good.
And Jerry, what do you think?
I'd say actually 58.
Actually, I'll put down actually there, too. 58, and Tony? Let me see, 50. She was hit the home run in 1955, yeah. Or is that somebody else?
No, no.
That's right. No, she was married in 80.
Believe it, I understand that she had a lifetime batting average of 326.
She was incredible. She incredible.
Was unbelievable.
Hold on, just one moment. Maybe I got it written wrong here. I got two different ages. Yeah, Associated Press is 56, and in the book that we have, it says 50.
Well, the AP is never wrong.
No, I'd go with the AP. I think she must be closer to 56 than 50, don't you think?
I don't know. I thought she was about, 54, for a matter of fact.
That's right. I believe you said that, as I recall. Yeah. Let's go with the 56. I don't know if that's... Yeah. Let's say the zero should have been six. And go on to the next one before we get into problems with that. Lorna Luft, daughter of Judy Garland and Sid Luft, half-sister of Liza Minnelli, was in the movie Where the Boys Are. She also was in the.
Is she half brother also?
Yes, she's half sister and half brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought that would have went over a little better than it did.
There's something kind of freaky about that. The things that. No, but she was also in the Frank Lesser show that was in Boston about within the past few months. What is that? The Frank Lesser Guys and Dolls.
That's right.
Yeah, she was in that.
That's right.
Lorna Luft.
Perfect person for the perfect show. Guys and dolls. She's a half sister.
Half guy and half doll.
There you go.
Nothing escapes Tony.
And so we'll let Tony go first this time because he's really sharp. How old do you think she is?
Older or younger? Daughter. Half sister of Liza Minnelli.
Is she older or younger than Liza Minnelli? You know we don't give clues.
Well, not that I know Liza Minnelli's age, so it's really not much of a clue.
I don't either. That's why I don't know whether she's older or younger.
Lorna Luft, huh?
Lorna Luft. Yeah.
She's 54.
54.
No, never mind. I'm going to change that.
You're going to change that?
Yeah, you're giggling at me.
No, I'm not giggling. Somebody was giggling. It wasn't me.
No, it's like 54. She's 80. No, 54, so take that.
You want to say 54?
Yeah.
Okay, 54. Same age as Marlo Thomas in your eyes. Yeah. Okay. And Rod, what do you think?
43.
Did you notice what he says that with great authority?
Rod must have been the one giggling there.
She's 43. Wow. Joseph, what do you think?
I was going to say around 50.
50. Okay, and I'll put around in parentheses. I don't know what that means. Sid, what do you think?
51.
51. And Paul?
53.
Okay, what do you think, Jerry?
Well, Rob picked 43. Can I go with the same number, or do I have to pick a different number?
No, you can give the same number.
I'm going to use 43.
43. Oh, that means that you and Rod came the closest then.
Because
she's 41 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah, and you said everybody else set up in the 50s.
So she must have been younger when she was in the, actually younger than she really was in Where the Boys Are. Right?
Yeah, she seemed younger, but she actually was older because that was an optical illusion.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I never saw Where the Boys Are. Is that the one with Connie Francis was in that too?
That's right.
Where the Boys Are, that's right. Where the Boys Are.
She sang that.
Connie Francis did.
That's right.
You know all that stuff.
I do.
You must be a newsman or something.
No, I'm an Aquarian.
That's right, an Aquarian. Okay, Goldie Hawn also has a birthday today. Goldie Hawn. It's not Hawn, it's Hawn. Hawn, H-A-W-N. She was born in Washington, D.C.
One of my neighbors.
Pardon me? Your neighbor, that's right. She won an Oscar for supporting actress in 1969 for Cactus Flower. Remember, she was that was a great movie. Ingrid Bergman was the one who I just had to keep staring at, though. She was in that. And Walter Matthau. Remember that movie? That was 1969.
What was the movie you just mentioned?
Cactus Flower.
Oh, that was Walter Matthau was in that?
Yes, he was. Okay. In 1992, she co-starred in House Sitter with Steve Martin and Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep and Bruce Willis. She got her start, of course, as they describe her as a dizzy blonde on the Laugh-In TV show. She's made a number of movies besides that, but she was in the Laugh-In. When was that, in the 70s?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Okay, and Cactus Law 69. So anyway, there may be a clue there. And let's start with Rod Fritz. What do you think?
Goldie Hawn, you know, they shot that movie, their House Sitter, down there in Cohasset, too.
Oh, that's true. Is it true? It is true.
I believe you reviewed that movie for me one time, Norm, and you thought it was horrible.
House Sitter?
Didn't you rent it one time and said it was just...
Maybe I did.
Deplorable, I believe is what the word is.
Deplorable. I probably used a very big, very literate word.
Well,
but I don't remember the movie at all.
See, that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I did see it, maybe I have pushed it to the back of my head because I don't recall that movie.
Wasn't that the movie where she fell off the ship?
Oh, yeah.
No, that was
That was another movie.
Oh, that was another bad movie.
Captain, no, what was that? Wasn't that just out with Martin Short?
No, that's another movie.
And now
we've got three movies. Yeah. No, that's her husband, Kurt Russell.
Oh, all right.
That's where the confusion is.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, Rod, what do you think? Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn. I'll say she's 44.
44. Okay. What do you think, Tony?
She's, shockingly, I believe she's 48.
Shockingly?
Shockingly.
Oh, shockingly.
Sorry, it's, late here.
Oh,
you can't hear and I can't speak.
Okay. Paul, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with Tony and say 48.
48 also.
She looks great. She's a great looking 48.
Certainly is.
Yeah. Joseph, what do you think?
I'm going to 49.
And Jerry?
44.
And what do you think, Sid?
47.
47. Oh, she is 48, though.
Yeah.
You guys are correct. Okay, so that means Tony's got two correct answers, and so has Rod, and Paul... and Jerry both have one apiece. As we go to Vivian Blaine. Speaking of Guys and Dolls, she was in the original cast of Guys and Dolls. A woman can develop a cold. She sang that song. She's not, I forget who did that.
Adeline,
that's right. She was born Vivian Stapleton. She became Vivian Blaine. What's wrong with Vivian Stapleton? Of course, if you were Joe Stapleton, Paul, you'd probably come up with a snappy answer.
But I'm not, so I'm at a loss for an answer there.
Yeah, Joe Stapleton.
He's a traffic guy.
Traffic guy who's on during the morning hours when everybody's sleeping.
When we're all sleeping,
That's right. Okay, let's see. She made films including State Fair with Dick Hames and The Guys and Dolls, but her greatest success was on Broadway. She's on Broadway. A number of things on that, none of which come to mind right offhand. But she's been around for a bit, and that's a clue there, I guess, too. Jerry, what do you think?
I would say 58.
Okay, what do you think, Joe?
62.
What's that, please?
62.
62.
Okay.
Let's see. Rod, what do you think?
Vivian Blaine.
Reporting live from...
I think Vivian Blaine is...
When you say it like that, it really sounds like a phony name, doesn't it?
Who, Vivian Blaine?
Vivian Blaine, yeah. That sounds like an actress
name.
Well,
it is
name.
A phony name.
I guess it is, yeah. But it sounds especially that when Rod says it, it sounds like... Nobody has the name Vivian Blaine. Vivian Stapleton, maybe, but not Vivian Blaine.
Vivian Stapleton.
Yeah.
Is 67.
67. Okay. And Sid?
Peter Casey's telling me to say 64 this time.
Yeah. Don't move sharply to the right. Paul Brennan, what do you think?
70.
70.
70.
70. Okay.
Thank you.
And Tony, what do you think?
Well, going on your clue of she's been around for a while, 71.
71. You just sneaked into the lead with that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she's 72.
Oh.
72. And Paul was very, very close also.
Hmm.
I'll hit him by a buck.
That means that you now lead the pack with three correct answers.
Thank you.
You're entirely welcome. My pleasure. Livingston Taylor, getting a little more contemporary now. Born, of course, here in Boston. The youngest brother of James Taylor. His biggest hit, I Will Be in Love with You, was in 1978. He also recorded an album of Yiddish folk songs, but it never was released. Including Romania, Romania, Romania. But it just seemed terribly out of character with the rest of his stuff. I'm so glad I said that because it did add a bit of kind of frivolity to the program. Livingston Taylor, we'll start with you, Tony. You're the big, I don't know what the big what. I'm not
Livingston
sure.
Livingston Taylor.
Livingston Taylor.
Livingston Taylor.
Yes. He, of course, is married to Connie
That's
Francis.
My question.
What's that, please?
Who would name their child Livingston?
Say that again?
I said, who would name their child Livingston?
Livingston.
Besides Mr. and Mrs. Taylor.
Yeah.
You know.
His real name is actually Livingston Blaine.
Yeah.
I'm glad I said that.
It's actually Clement Taylor.
Yeah, let's
see. That's right.
Let's see. 40.
It's a tough decision, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I got a whole decade to choose from. 40.
40, how much?
Are
you, oh, 46. You're just, you're kind of using.
I'm still not sure about that. But.
Sound like you sound like using your mouth to break wind. It's kind of, you know, I couldn't tell whether that was a stomach disorder.
No,
you're really guessing.
Slow leak.
Okay. Oh, what a disgusting program this is. Oh. How I can be associated with it. A man of my class, because I happen to be one of the Everett Nathans. That's a class of one of the Middleton Nathans. Anyway.
Moving right along.
Moving right along now. Jerry, what do you say? How old do you think Livingston Taylor?
You said he was Jim's younger brother?
He's James Taylor's brother. I didn't say, did I say younger brother?
Yeah,
yes, I did say younger
did.
Brother. I
oh,
did
yeah,
say.
He's the full brother, no half brother.
Yeah, no.
38.
38.
It'd be interesting if he was his half-sister, wouldn't that make
no sense? Yeah, that would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? Well, sometimes people say they're that so they can get on the Sally Jesse Raphael show. Joseph, what do you think?
40.
Okay. No wise flip remarks to go along with that. Just going to come right out with, you're all business, and that's really good because we got enough clowns as it is. Speaking of that, what do you say, Rod?
I was waiting for that. Well, let's see. Liv Taylor.
Liv Taylor, that's right. That's right. That's just Liv Taylor. I never thought of it that way. That's exciting.
I think Tony said 46, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, I'm not going to say 46 because I don't think he's 46. He's 47.
Okay. I love a man who takes a distinct stand on his own and is not swayed by other folks. Sid, what do you say?
44.
Okay, and Paul?
48.
48. Okay, actually, Livingston Taylor is 43.
Ah.
He's 43. That means that the Sid, who said 44, is the closest. Yeah. Sid breaks into the winning column. Do you know Dr. John? Any of you know Dr. John?
Sure.
Okay. Born.
One of the Muppets was based after him. Dr. Teeth. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was born. His name at birth was Malcolm John Rebenack.
Dr. Rebenack.
Well, yeah, he's called Dr. John. He was born in New Orleans. Played organ on Aretha Franklin's Spanish Harlem, and his hits include "Right Place, Wrong Time."
So his hit includes.
Yeah, that's his hit. Oh, that's right. It says his hit. Maybe that was the only one. Anyway, let's start with you, Paul. What do you think? How old is Dr. John?
62.
62. Okay, and Sid?
I think 57.
57?
Yeah.
And Rod, what do you think?
60.
Okay, and Jerry?
65.
65? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony?
Paul sounded really, really certain on this one. Were you?
I'm not saying.
62.
Yeah, I say 62. Okay. And what would you say, Joe?
I'm going to say 59.
59. Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, he's 52.
I guess you were.
52 today, yeah. And so Sid is actually...
Really?
That's what it says
wow.
here, 52, yeah.
Sure that 5 isn't a 6.
Yeah, double check.
No,
that.
It says 52. No.
All right.
Well.
Yeah, is 50 without a full loop on the bottom? Yeah, that's a 5, all right. Okay,
that's
anyway.
Like all of us playing tonight. We don't have a full loop on the bottom.
And anybody listening be better off if they didn't either. Okay, Dr. John, then, and so the closest is Sid, who now has 2 correct answers. So has Rod. And Tony still leads with 3 and 1 apiece from Jerry and Paul. And we have to put you in the scoring column, Joseph.
I guess we do.
Okay. Here's one, just one final one.
Okay.
And this is a date, okay? Isn't that interesting? I'll tell you what happened on this date. You tell me what year it was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Lorna Luft again.
No, you can only get a half a date with her.
Oh,
that is so humorous. I'm so glad I said that. That was really just so darn clever. Anyway, it was on this date, on November 21st, that Thomas Edison announced the invention of his phonograph, which he dubbed a talking machine. That's what he called it. He said, if it's a talking machine, how come it isn't saying anything to me right now? It's inventor Thomas Edison announced the invention of sonograph piano. It was on this date, November 21st, and we have to find out what year. You going to do your joke there about how he put his lips very close to the turntable, which was actually a cylinder kind of thing. Yeah, he put his lips to the cylinder and said, "Hello, operator." He still thought he was, again, inventing the telephone.
Yeah.
He didn't know. Okay. What year was that, anyway? And we'll start with Joseph.
Operator's going to do that. That's 1875.
Okay. What do you think, Tony? Yeah, one of the first records he recorded was... Oh, I'm Nathan. He's a wonderful guy. You don't have to be stupid, but it certainly helps when you... Something along those lines.
Oh, boy.
That was the first thing he put on those cylinders.
Where are they now?
And what do you think, Jerry?
1875.
Okay, Rod?
1887.
I remember that year like it was yesterday.
I'm sure.
Sid Whitaker, what do you think?
1877.
And Paul Brennan?
1898.
Sometimes known as Paul Brenner.
Formerly known as Paul Brenner.
Yeah.
That was my second radio name after Clem
right.
Nesbitt.
You have a brother, Bruce, as I understand. Anyway, now what year did you say?
1898.
1898.
That is correct, sir.
Okay, that was the year that I remember you charged up San Juan Hill, I recall that.
They had it on, they recorded it, too.
You know, no, they charged it. Well, anyway, I had a... never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, Thomas Edison, actually, the year was 1877.
Oh.
So we got some people very close. Tony said 1878.
Whoa.
I said 1878.
And who did?
I did. Did I?
No, you. Who is this, Joseph?
I love the confidence.
Is this Jerry or Joseph?
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. Now, you said 1875.
Oh, okay.
You ever, and so did Joseph said 1875. Right. Anybody say 1876 or
somebody did? Sorry.
I guess Tony wins that. Nobody, some of you were very, very close. Sid said wait a minute. Sid said 1877, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. You don't win that, Tony. No,
I don't?
No, actually, you're no. Wait a minute. No, Wait a minute.
When was the date?
Sid said 1877. That was the year.
Oh, that was the actual year.
The actual year was 1877. You said 1878. I didn't realize that the Sid was right on the button, and you were very close. No, 1877. You did say 1877, didn't you, Sid?
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. No, that's what I got written down here. Yeah, no, he did say that.
Right. Yeah, sure he did.
Peter Casey said it.
I think I've got to take more of command of these things here. I think this, I can hear some disgruntled expressions going on here.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Sid did take that, which means that Sid has three correct answers, and so does Tony.
Uh-oh.
So you both did well. You both tied.
All right. So isn't there another date you can give us?
And Rod had two. Yeah, except it's getting kind of close to news time.
Oh, come on, break the tie.
We could.
Yeah. I got a traffic update.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I have a guy here, Thomas Morris, who skipped rope 22,806 times in 2 hours in Sydney, Australia. This was faster than three skips a second.
He's 32.
Okay, that breaks the tie. No, that'll be about it, because we're getting very close to news time.
Isn't there something about a canal this day, an anniversary or something? Yeah, something there?
There's something.
Tony's desperate for a win.
No, I'm sick, because I read something.
North Carolina became the 12th state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. The Alaska Highway opened across Canada.
No.
The Alaska Highway, that was opened formally on this date,
no.
November 21st.
No,
that wasn't it. The Verrazano Narrows Bridge opened on November 21st.
That might be it. I know it had something to do with water.
Yeah, it linked the New York City boroughs of Brooklyn and Staten Island. And the Cole Porter musical, Anything Goes, starring Ethel Merman and Reno as Reno Sweeney, opened in New York on November 21st also. That wasn't it either, eh?
How about the bridge? 1913?
No, that was 1964. It was 1964. You were a little bit off on that one. this was the date that President Nixon's attorney revealed the presence of that 18.5-minute gap in one of the White House tapes.
Whoops.
But you didn't want to. Whoops, he said. My goodness. How could I have missed that? I wonder what happened.
You know why there was a gap in the tape?
Why was that?
Because they recorded on one of those cylinders. Boy.
Well,
in the show, huh?
Oh, boy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
What a downer for getting out of it now. Hey, listen, let me thank you all for playing the game. Joseph, thanks a lot.
Hey, listen, I enjoyed it, really. I'll be talking to you again in 4 months.
Well, you can call back sooner than that, but if I were you, I probably wouldn't have the stomach for it to lend myself. And Jerry down there in Maryland, thanks a lot.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, I enjoyed having you.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Okay, let me see. And Tony?
I hated it.
Yeah, I was kind of nauseous myself during the entire thing. Or is it nauseated? I've never known when to use the words. And you'd be surprised how often it comes up in my conversations.
You know what I'm going to do, Norm?
Yeah?
I'm going to hang up in the middle of a...
Okay, that's good. Hey, Rod, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Absolutely, and this was definitely the highlight of the morning, don't you think?
I hope it's not the highlight of the rest of the week for you. Hope there'll be something that'll come along to top this, but nice to talk with you anyway. Take care of yourself.
You too. Have a great week.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and Carol, and I thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And of course, Paul, the same goes for you, big guy.
Thank you, Norm. See ya.
Okay. And Sid Whitaker's already shut his old microphone off and taken off, probably for some far-off distant land. Anyway, what we'll do is check the news. I think that'd be a swell idea, and I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Well, thanks for listening again this week. Hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. I've got to get back to eating leftovers. Until next time, closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Tim Walsh, Sid Whitaker, Paul Brennan, Rod Fritz, my papa, Clement Nesbitt, and the almost good-looking Norm Nathan person, I'm Tony Nesbitt.